Hello and welcome to the latest podcast in our series, Living with Diabetes, brought to you by Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. We have a special report on foot care and the new Flexitol Simple Steps campaign. It's set against the backdrop of shocking statistics of lower limb amputation. We talked to a patient who speaks frankly about his experience.
Because I've lost my eyesight quite drastically, and I've lost my toes. But you can go a lot further. You can end up losing your legs, and that's all diabetes.
Mm. Podiatrist Graham Bowen underlines the importance of good foot care as encouraged in the Flexitol Simple Steps campaign.
It is a dramatic impact a lower limb amputation will have on a patient's quality of life, their ability to mobilise, their ability to return to what they were doing pre-amputation, plus also it has a significant impact on their mortality. Because having a foot ulcer and or an amputation, there is a 50% mortality rate at 5 years, which is worse than the four leading cancers.
I'm Claire Levy from DRWF, the host of our regular podcast, Living with Diabetes. DRWF is committed to providing help and support for people living with diabetes to stay well until a cure is found. And one of the key areas of concern is foot care. On average, a lower limb is amputated in the UK every hour. Globally, it's every 30 seconds. The statistics alone are shocking, but behind each is someone who is living with the consequences. So before we look at the simple steps that can be taken to maintain good foot health, I've been talking to a person who has experienced the trauma of amputation as a result of their diabetes. Andrew Allinson has type 1 diabetes.
We was at the lakes for a weekend. We was out walking and that, and I had continuous thirst. And when we were for a walk, come back, I was completely, utterly tired, shot. I would have a little kip, but I just kept going up in the night for a drink. I just felt awful. And Mel said, when you get back, you're going to the doctors. I basically come back, went to doctors. I was admitted. Into Hull Royal straight away, type 1 diabetes.
So tell us about some of the complications that you have had to live with.
Complications. Yeah, I've had toes amputated. One on my left foot, four on my right. My circulation in my legs is horrendous. They were going to put stents in, but apparently I've got quite a few blockages. So they reckon to do that, instead of it being a straightforward operation, it becomes a bit more complicated and could cause problems. So they're holding off on that, because I've lost my eyesight quite drastically and I've lost my toes. But you can go a lot further. You can end up losing your legs, and that's all diabetes. It happened because I actually was having problems with my feet, and I was asked to go into work, and I said, my feet are hurting, I can't put my work boots on. So I went into work and I actually did a little bit of welding, and a bit of weld dropped off and went through the top of my training shoe into my foot, really, and it lodged between my big toe and the toe next to it. I was a bit naive. It became a little bit infected, but I left it. Melanie said, that don't look so good. Right, it'll cure. It'll go away. It's the first problems I'd really had with them. And I left it a couple of weeks and it went quite septic. So I went to my doctors and they had a look at it and they referred me to the foot clinic. And it basically went wrong. I got gangrene in it. That was the toe I had on from my left foot. So I become a little bit wiser after that, but then I got an infection on my right foot on the big toe, next to my big toe again, and it went wrong again. You've got to be very careful, to be fair. It's things in the past where if I'd got a cut on my foot, I wouldn't have even thought twice about it. And then later on, you get your diabetes, these things happen and I suppose that is one thing that really does need drilling into diabetics, is your feet, because it caught me unawares how drastically it can change. Come from going through a little scab, an infection, all of a sudden I'm losing that toe. I ended up losing the toe next to it. I now suffer from neuropathy, which, boy, that's painful. I'm on some tablets for that. They've just upped my dosage because it's that painful. It can keep me awake on a night. I'll just have to see where I go for me with it. I've no idea.
But you're managing.
Yeah, I'm back at work. It's painful. Some days are very painful, to be honest. If I was completely honest with myself, I should be probably classed as disabled and not at work. But I've had so long sat at home, it's soul destroying. You can only do it for so long. Just sat there, and plus you're limited in what you can do. So I'll go as long as I can.
DRWF, staying well until a cure is found.
You're listening to Living with Diabetes, a regular podcast from DRWF. The consequences of diabetes-related conditions on foot health can be very serious, as we've just heard, and even life-threatening. Although this sounds frightening, a daily foot care routine can make a difference. These simple steps, along with a regular checkup with your GP, nurse or podiatrist, can help maintain control of foot health. To learn more, I talked in depth to Graham Bowen, the clinical lead for podiatry at Solent NHS Trust. His speciality is working with patients with diabetes-related acute foot disease. We discussed the simple steps that can help people living with diabetes to maintain good foot health with the aim of avoiding the loss of limbs.
Well, diabetes affects our feet predominantly in two ways. The first way is that from a high glucose level, that will have an impact on the very small blood vessels that supply our nerves in right at the ends of our feet and in the soles of our feet, which means that those nerves aren't supplied and those nerves will die. The result of that is that patients will start to lose sensation in their foot or their feet. And that starts from the toes and migrates back up into the foot. This sensation loss is commonly known as neuropathy, and it poses a significant problem for patients not being able to feel what they walk on. The second aspect is they get small vessel disease from a circulation point of view, which means that any minor trauma, blisters, breaks in the skin, wounds, may be delayed in healing, which then poses a risk of infection.
Can you explain why people with diabetes have to maintain this good foot health?
It's really critical for patients with diabetes to maintain a good health, good foot health regime, because looking after the foot in diabetes is really key to prevent early problems arising, such as dry skin, callus, which then can lead to pressure damage, blisters, and then ulceration. So from a patient with diabetes who's got neuropathy or poor blood supply, it's really key to do that preventative measure to prevent these problems from occurring. Because as a patient develops a problem, such as a foot ulcer, it can take up to a year to resolve.
And what are the long-term complications associated with poor foot health?
The long-term complications associated with poor foot health are many. So the major aspect is discussing around amputation. And we know that 90% of all lower limb amputations start with a single foot ulcer. And that single foot ulcer can be caused by sensation loss or poor blood supply. So maintaining good diabetes control, being well hydrated, looking after other factors of cardiovascular risk can be such a benefit in preventing the complications such as amputation. There are more minor problems that occur in the foot, such as dry skin linked to neuropathy, and that's around the autonomic, the natural greasing of the skin that occurs. And with patients with neuropathy, that is damaged and it doesn't work properly. So the skin gets very dry. If you've got very dry skin, that can form quite areas of hard skin or plaques of skin, which when you're walking on can lead to blistering or to a crack or to an ulcer. And so for those patients with that, it's really key to maintain really good foot health.
It's scarily, there are currently 24 diabetes-related lower limb amputations carried out every day in England. Could this be improved through better understanding and self-management?
Most certainly. It is a shocking stat to see that one amputation happens every hour in England. Globally, somebody loses their lower limb to diabetes every 20 seconds. And globally, a patient with diabetes develops a foot ulcer every 1.2 seconds. So it is a dramatic impact a lower limb amputation will have on a patient's quality of life, their ability to mobilise, their ability to return to what they were doing pre-amputation. Plus also it has a significant impact on their mortality, because having a foot ulcer and or an amputation, there is a 5-year, 50% mortality rate at 5 years, which is worse than the 4 leading cancers.
Terrifying. To help people then, so what is a good, simple daily foot care routine? And what type of cream do you suggest?
A good daily foot care regime for patients with diabetes would be regular inspection of the foot. And that's a visual inspection. And that can be undertaken either by the patient or by a patient's loved one. And at that point, everybody is looking out for any damage to the skin, to the foot. And that can be around the nail area, can be in between the toes, on the sole of the foot, or on the top of the foot. So looking for any breaks or any discoloration that can be shown on the foot. So a good foot health regime is washing your feet daily, not soaking them for a long period of time, but regularly washing them. Checking in between the toes, keeping those nice areas nice and clean, because fungal infections can arise in between the toes. If a patient's got dry skin, the recommendation is to use a urea-based cream on one to twice times daily. And that can be a real challenge for some patients to maintain that frequency. So in my clinical practice, we talk around the importance of using a urea-based cream. If a patient isn't using it once or twice a day, there's no point in using a cream, because that needs that frequency. And I try to align it with the fact that we usually clean our teeth twice a day, so actually tie it in to the same frequency of doing that. And to stress the benefit of saying we need to keep your foot well hydrated so that it can absorb the shock and stresses of when we're walking. Always advise patients not to walk barefoot in areas that they don't know, so on a holiday or in surroundings, just in case they're going to stand on something. And if a patient's got neuropathy, they won't necessarily stand, realise they've stood on something, such as a broken piece of glass or a stone. Always check inside the shoe, sweep inside the shoe to make sure nothing's in the shoe, like stones or foreign bodies, or anything's encroached through the sole, such as a drawing pin or a nail, that could lead to trauma. Footwear is really important, so natural fibres, a lace-up shoe or a T-bar or Velcro. Try to avoid slip-on shoes and try to avoid wearing slippers for a long period of time. So wearing a good, the proper fitting shoe is really key.
And where should people go looking for the right type of cream?
So if they're at all concerned, they should talk to their local healthcare professional, their podiatrist or their GP, around the most suitable urea-based cream for them.
And if they are worried, when should someone see a healthcare professional?
If a patient with diabetes is concerned about their foot health or their foot at all, they should be referred into a diabetes foot protection team. And that is inherently the local podiatry service under the NHS. It's really important that patients know their foot risk. So they should be identified at their annual review, so that they should know whether they're low risk, which they have no risk factors, a moderate risk, which they may well have a degree of neuropathy or poor blood supply into the foot with some callus formation, or high risk where those patients have either had an amputation or had a wound, got profound neuropathy or poor blood supply, those patients on renal replacement therapy, and those patients that are deemed to be high risk, so they need to keep a regular eye on their foot care needs.
And based on their score, how often should people be seen for a foot check? And is there any information they should bring with them?
Most certainly. So people with diabetes should visit their GP, nurse or podiatrist regularly based on their level of risk of developing a serious foot complication. So they should all have an annual review and then, based on their clinical need, be seen as indicated. So for patients that are low risk, that's visiting a healthcare professional annually. And there's plenty of literature that's around on the available for that patient to look after their feet and to maintain. They're moderate risk. They should be seeing a healthcare professional every 3 to 6 months. High risk means that they are significant high risk of developing a foot ulcer. And at that point, they've got a 40% chance of developing a foot ulcer in the next 12 months. So they should be seeing a healthcare professional approximately every 2 to 8 weeks.
And when they go for that visit, what can they expect?
What they can expect there is to have a period of time with a healthcare professional, predominantly a podiatrist for those moderate and high-risk patients, who will then give them advice around good skin care, so using a urea-based cream. Interventions, they may need some debridement, and that's removal of hard skin. They might need some wound care. They might need some footwear modification, insole modification, or advice around the most appropriate use of an insole in their shoe or the type of shoe they should be wearing. Coupled with that, it's looking at the overall aspect, looking at ensuring they don't smoke, they maintain a healthy weight, because we know that the higher the body mass index of a patient, the more force is put through that foot. So if a good exercise regime is put into place with a good diet, and to reduce weight will have a real impact on a patient's foot health.
There's something called Charcot foot. So what is acute Charcot foot? Why would you advise that people with diabetes visit their healthcare professional if they notice any change in the foot condition rather than presenting once they've developed acute Charcot?
Yeah. So a Charcot is a known complication of patients who have neuropathy. So it forms in patients who have neuropathy. Doesn't show in patients who've got poor blood supply. We're seeing more and more Charcot patients coming through as people live longer with their diabetes. And a Charcot forms usually in the second to third decade of a diabetes patient's condition. And it is attributed to a force on the foot, and that can be a trauma, can be tripping, can be coming down heavy, or just purely overdoing a walk. What can happen, this leads to a very rapid inflammation into the actual area, so they get a red, hot, swollen foot, which in essence washes out all the minerals of the bone, within the bones within the foot, and leads to the foot changing shape, and if untreated can lead to significant deformity. The deformity is the problem that we try to avoid, because a deformity increases pressure over those areas, which increases the likelihood of ulceration. So if a patient was to present with a red, hot, swollen foot who's neuropathic, we should be thinking straight away as a Charcot. And a Charcot is diagnosed by having a difference in temperature between the affected foot and the non-affected foot of 2 degrees or greater, with a clinical picture that might be vague, or might be there might be a history of trauma to the foot. But in my clinical practice and looking at the patients, it can be quite vague. For that patient, in an acute phase, they need to be offloaded, and that means they need to be put into a cast or a walker to support the foot. And being put into a cast can last from anything from 6 months to 12 months to stabilise the foot. Charcot is a serious condition, and can be a major factor in preceding a lower limb amputation. So a red hot swollen foot should be acted on very soon and directed to the right healthcare professional.
And people that have put their diabetes into remission, how do they manage their foot health?
If they put their diabetes into remission, which is excellent, they may well still have the complications of when they've had diabetes before their remission. So they might well have the small vessel disease, the neuropathy. So putting their diabetes into remission is fantastic, but they still might have the secondary complications. So the foot health care and the plan going forward would be the same if they're identified as moderate or high risk patients.
What should people with diabetes do if they notice the development of any serious foot issues, such as ulceration?
That's a really good question. Foot ulceration is a serious complication and needs to be acted fast. If a patient was to see an ulcer develop on their foot, they need to contact their health professional that day. I see so many people that manage or the ulcer goes undetected, or they don't take any action because they can't feel it, so they don't think it's a problem. But a break in the skin on the foot is a serious complication and can lead to infection, can lead to hospitalisation, and can lead to amputation. And that process can happen really quickly. So it's really key that a patient, if they notice a break in their skin, they seek help straight away. Don't delay. Because if we can manage a small ulcer, we can get that healed quicker than a large, deeper ulcer. So an ulcer for me is as bad or as worse as finding a lump in your body. You need to take that action really quickly.
And how would they know it's an ulcer?
An ulcer is a break in the skin. So they might well start off as a blister. It might start off as a rub from a shoe. The skin may be broken, there might be discharge, that might be blood, it might be infection, so there might be some pus coming out, so it might be discoloured, discharge coming out. The area will be inflamed and it just won't, it'll look different to the rest of the foot. And the real key bit around this is getting it appropriately managed. So some of the tissue might need to come away. So a podiatrist might debride that away. And in doing that might make the wound bigger, but basically we're just exposing the actual base of that wound. And then the patient with that foot ulcer may need to follow through a quite strict regime of wound care dressings, regular debridement. They might be put onto a course of antibiotics. They might have to go for some x-rays to look at whether if there's any bone involvement. And bone involvement can be infection in the actual bone. And they may well be advised to wear a device to take the pressure off, to offload that area to allow the foot to heal. The average healing time for a foot ulcer from the published data is a year. But there's a lot we can do to speed that up. Because if a patient is constantly walking on an area and, say, on the sole of the foot and there's a wound, every step will open that wound up. So to achieve wound healing, we need that patient to rest as much as possible, but also to follow the advice that is given. And with ulceration, that can become infected, and that can be either managed by some antibiotics that you take orally. Or for some patients, it can turn quite bad and make a patient feel very unwell. And at that point, they may need to be admitted for intravenous antibiotics to stabilise and to save the foot or the leg.
And any other advice that you want to give, any hints or tips?
Really, the hints and tips, there's plenty of information that's out there. But for me, I think there's five key areas. One is knowing your foot risk and actually asking what my foot risk is and understanding that, because unless you know your foot risk, you can't take appropriate action. Secondly, if you've got any degree of neuropathy, that will bring on the chance of having dry skin. So having that regular regime of putting on a urea-based cream to manage that dry skin, to prevent the skin from breaking, opening and ulcerating is really key, because prevention is so key in these patients. Thirdly, footwear is such a vital aspect. Because a patient may have neuropathy, and estimated between 60 and 70% of all patients will have a degree of neuropathy, their footwear will always feel really comfortable because they can't feel it. So they won't get that trigger of the footwear being tight, being too narrow, too short. So it's really key that they have their foot measured. Always look for that lace-up shoe, that natural fibre to allow moisture to escape, because man-made fibres will just act like a plastic bag. So it's really key from that point of view. Fourthly, keeping the feet nice and clean, inspecting them daily. And fifthly is really being aware that having a foot ulcer is a serious complication. And a foot ulcer is preceded by an area callus over an area, and that area can change colour, can have some blood in it, and it might look like there's a blood blister. So actually having that managed appropriately, wearing the right footwear, the right insole or orthotic, is really key going forward to help maintain and preserve patients with diabetes feet. For me, fundamentally, foot health is really important, but it goes in tandem, of course, with good diabetes control, being fit and healthy, taking plenty of exercise, doing that appropriately, keeping well hydrated, not smoking, and ensuring that a patient with diabetes weight is well under control.
Our thanks to Graham Bowen for sharing his recommendations for maintaining good foot health. The Flexitol Simple Steps Foot Health Campaign summarises this advice online at flexitol.co.uk/simple-steps. And that brings us to the end of this edition of DRWF's podcast, Living with Diabetes. To keep up to date with the latest news and information, or to discover how you can continue to support DRWF at this challenging time, please visit the website at drwf.org.uk. This is Claire Levy from Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. Our thanks to all the people who talked to us, and also to you for listening. I'm looking forward to joining you again in our next edition of Living with Diabetes.
Living with Diabetes is a Blue Aurora Media production for DRWF. Copyright 2020. Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. All rights reserved.